little squirrel. All
right, Commissioner Brad Holton, I'm bringing the focus of this board back to the business at hand. Still president of the other two commissioners. And now your name escapes me. Is in the room and ready for presentation.
I'm ready for a discussion.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay.
Good morning, commissioners. Thank you. Welcome back to me, I guess. Been in the office about an hour and a half trying to put out the fires that we're all gone. I have been working on it. The grant application is, and to be fair, I've been gone 3 weeks, so the grant application itself is different than it was last year. They've restructured it, kind of put in a different thing. So I will have it together for signature. I don't know if you guys meet on Mondays or not. I'll have it by the end of the day. I've got about half of it done. If you've ever looked at it, I know Commissioner Van Beek, you have. Mm-hmm. The amount of details they want is basically a dollar for dollar reckoning of how we spent not their money last year, not their 1.1 million they gave us, but how we spent the 6.65 million that was budgeted all of last year. So I have to go through and kind of combine all that and add it all together, and then also account for every employee's salary and benefits package that they received. And it becomes a little daunting at times, but it usually takes me quite a few hours to get it done. I have been working on it, and I've pulled all of last year's budget. I'm typically pretty able to get it right on the nose. And what they want to see is the PDC likes to know, and this is a report very similar to the one we just filed in January. So this has a grant saying, this is how we spent your money last year. This is the money we need this year. And we'll probably ask for two more attorneys just to play the game that they like to play, which is they tell me, make sure you ask for two more attorneys. And then I put that in the grant. And then a month from now, I get a message back like, well, you don't need two more attorneys. It's like, okay, then don't ask me to ask for two more attorneys, but go ahead.
I'm sorry, I have a question on staffing. So are you one for one on matching what the prosecution side does? So if they request attorneys, do you have to match that in your budget on a request for attorneys?
I don't. I don't look at what the prosecutor asks for, usually, unless they're asking for a lot more criminal attorneys, but they have so many more civil attorneys that we don't have to have. So I don't know what civil, where they're putting those attorneys in. The factors that we look at for our part, and I can tell the board I'm not asking for any new employees this year, because again, it would be silly. Why make the county pay for that the state's then going to have to pay for it? That's one of the concerns the state has, is counties jacking up, I apologize for the lack of proper terminology, but raising up budgets so that when the state takes over, they've got this huge amount that they wouldn't have normally had to anticipate. But we use caseload standards and management, which is one of the things, right, that we talked about with Ms. Rourke at the beginning of March, was, oh, you have these attorneys with this many cases that are over, you know, the numbers. I've complained incessantly about that, and will continue to beat that same drum, that the way they're counting cases is, I think, irresponsible and illogical, and doesn't truly reflect how many cases an attorney works. But that's the standard we typically will utilize. They use an individual caseload standard to scrutinize our annual reports and say, oh, you've got these attorneys. But then when we go into the grant and ask for more attorneys based on it, then they count the case numbers overall against the number of attorneys overall. So we have what would be 33 and a half attorneys, because I'm only half of an attorney. Yes, I know. And then they look at the last 3 years and go, okay, you've had 6,700 cases. If you take that to 33.5 attorneys, you're at the caseload standards. So that's kind of how they utilize, they do an individual for the annual report, but then a bulk case assignments for the new attorneys. To be fair, they have provided us, I think, 4 new attorneys over the last 4 years that we fund, and I have to account every grant year that this is the attorney we've hired to fill that grant. What they don't want is, there are very few counties, but a few of them, who were taking the grant money and calling them rainy day funds. So they would, okay, you're giving us $500,000, well, we're gonna put that in a rainy day fund and use it as we want, just let that money accumulate every year. The PDC wants that money to be spent every year. And so even when I started, and I think Greg might have been a part of that, but Zach Wagner and Clerk Yamamoto and I, we take the 15% that we're given every year, and that goes directly into the budget and goes into to paying off salaries right off the bat. And then we've always filled those grant positions with attorneys so that we make sure that those are filled first, so that we're using all the grant funds. There are some counties that have gotten grant funds for new attorneys that can't hire. And so they have these, you get $100,000 for an attorney and you can't hire them the following grant year, they'll take those monies away. So we utilize that money every single year right off the bat, so that those are always filled. It's free money, like the record reflect, I did the air quotes. It's free money. So we utilize that to hire our attorneys right off the bat, make sure that we're utilizing all those funds. So I will have, I don't know if we have an ability to put this on the calendar Monday to still consider it. Or
should for, be no problem. It's 48 hours, so.
That's a very busy Monday.
Yeah, it's
oh God, they're already behind you, and I didn't even know.
They're backing you up.
Thank God,
I was
going to
go like that.
I know, thank God I was talking well about them.
9:30.
Well, you're going to have to be here at 10. So.
8:40. Our first meeting is at 9 o'clock Monday morning. So
that's weird. Those are switched.
8:45.
How much time do you think you need, Aaron?
15 minutes. I'll have it to the board and to... So what will happen is we get this weird PDF that Clerk Yamamoto will get a copy of today that will say, here's the numbers, here's what's been filled out, you have to sign this. And then he usually has Mr. Wagner look it over and probably sign it on his behalf. But I think we've done that in the past a little bit. And then it goes to the board for signature. So we should have it to you guys by the end of the day. Sometimes we've had real problems with the PDC's PDF getting sent all around. I think we've done that almost every single year. Clerk Yamamoto doesn't actually receive it, but I'll print it up and send it to you guys too.
Or Monday afternoon.
Monday.
Is Monday's the deadline?
Yeah.
So it looks like 8:45.
Yep. We can make it happen.
Do it. All right.
When am I going to see it?
Hopefully by about 3 today. If that works, if you're around, you should get an email. But we have had, and I know you do remember, it's like the PDC every year, they send us all the don't forget, make sure you sign this, and then when we fill it out and send it, you never get it.
Yeah. Well, and their site doesn't work. And
yeah.
I know it's not, but it seems like it's 15 times a year. But
it is. So I was talking to them, we just did the accounting in January, and then we have to do the grant in May, and then we do another fiscal report in July, and then another one in October. So
legislature must have got involved.
Well, they're really working very diligently on their mandate to make sure that they all the money is spent and all the case numbers and all the facts and figures are presented. And there's the county's fiscal year, there's the end of the year, there's the state fiscal year, and then they've put the grant writing in the middle of that. So we've kind of got all these reports.
Okay. I think we'll be locked and loaded for Monday morning then.
All right, Monday at 8:45, you said then?
Yeah, I'll send it. Invite.
All right, thank you very much. Good
thank
seeing
you.
Everybody again.
You too, Aaron.
Glad you made it back.
Yeah, glad you made it back.
There was a long discussion in the morning of like, what if we just ship the dogs over and give the kid the house?
All right.
Do you want to go off the record or just roll into your 10
list
o'clock?
If it's okay with you, we're
going to go off the record.
All right, take your seats, strap in and.
Don't worry.
God, we're losing commissioners like left and right.
Do I have a?
Well, let's go ahead and recess for a short.